operating within the zone for trade. Okay, we're back on track, and I'm bringing to the line Susanna Cole. You know what? We are back on track. You are here in the second hour. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Scott Free crossed the finish line, and I didn't think that was going to be possible because it was a little mini train wreck at the beginning, but it always comes back, right?
I know. It got a little messy, but you handled it very well. And the folks at RVN, they were on it. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. So today was a very, very hectic day, as it has been the past couple of days, as this news is unraveling about the $43 trillion lawsuit.
And yeah, today was a very interesting day, no doubt.
No doubt about it. Now, This is what I have. This is what we have in store for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to very clearly identify a couple of things. All right. Number one, the formal lead attorney in this case, his name is Mr. Fiedler, and he's based out of Southern California. Now, the person that filed the lawsuit, which is now in New York State, is Mr. Moccia, M-O-C-C-I-A. And why that is the case, you need to picture this, all right? And I'm not going to get too complex or technical because, first of all, I'm not an attorney in New York. I don't know how things work in a case of this magnitude. But I will share with you this, a basic understanding of what just happened. An attorney in New York, because this case was filed in New York, and it was important that it was, especially because of where all these Wall Street banksters are located. And here's another thing. The so-called, we call them the trusts. Okay. And as Susanna Cole, you know that a lot of these mortgaged backed securities were all bundled up and packaged. They were like corporations, really, taking all of these mortgages. And if you picture this, they actually put these bundles together under these corporations, these trust entities in New York on Wall Street. That's why it's important that this case stays in New York. Now, it was originally filed in New York State. And what did we discover today, Susanna Cole? It went from the state to where?
It went from the state to the federal courts.
The federal court. And I am pleased to announce, and I should, if it's not already posted up there, okay, you should see the actual transfer removed from state court and brought to the federal court level. Okay, so essentially the people's lawsuit, that $43 trillion lawsuit, that is essentially trying to get the banksters and the mortgage-backed security people, get them back, get that money back into the treasury, has gone from a regular dinky New York State court, now it's in federal court. And that's official.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, what happens next, and what we're discovering is happening right now, is that all of these banksters, I'm telling you, they're scattering like cats. If you do not think that the contents of that lawsuit are worthy of them scattering like cats, You're about to find out pretty quickly. Because here we go. No.
No.
That's okay. when we come back, I'm actually going to share with you because I found a motion. A motion that was filed by an attorney who was representing One West Bank. You know who One West Bank is? One West Bank is George Soros. He's a major investor in One West Bank. And I had a conversation with that attorney. And I recorded that conversation. And when you hear it, you're going to be absolutely flabbergasted, not just by what he said, by what I said to him. Susanna Cole was on the line. Susanna, were you flabbergasted?
I was flabbergasted and excited.
I was absolutely upset. I would say that this is one of my classic calls. So in this next segment, we're going to cover this. So don't you dare go away.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let me kind of guide you through this. Susanna, you're there, right?
I'm right here.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to very simply describe something that has happened. Now, through the lawsuit, some of the defendants are actual, you know, trusts, okay? Because, you know, as they say, corporations are people too, correct?
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's right. So the importance of bringing this lawsuit in New York is I mean, we can't express how important it is to actually have it in New York. Mm-hmm. So it went from state court, it went to federal court. Now the banks are pushing back, saying, oh, no, you can't do that because, you know, these people, the majority of these people are actually from California. Well, it just so happens that we can't name all of the millions of homeowners at this point in time who have been victimized by this lawsuit against the banksters. Okay? Mm-hmm. So is it a class action lawsuit or is it a mass action lawsuit? Okay. Does it really matter to you? Well, that does matter to you because this is your case. I believe that this is something I'm calling it the people's case. Okay.
Yeah, that would be a really good name for it, I think.
Can we call it the people's case?
You can call it anything you like, but yeah, I think it is the people's case.
It is. It is
against the banksters. Yeah.
That's right. So here is the finagling and the maneuvering. Okay, and I'll grab on my paperwork here, okay? Because I have a lot of paperwork on the status of this case. And here is a motion that this One West Bank has filed. And I'm going to describe it to you, and I actually posted a copy of this actual motion, okay? Because this is the type of legal wrangling you're going to see. A And this legal wrangling, they're going to use all these technicalities. I want you to picture this. And this is a fact. And Susanna Cole, you correct me if I'm wrong. The entire banking industry, all these corporations have set up all these laws, rules, regulations, and the legal system to totally benefit them, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's quite apparent. It is a fact. Yes.
So I'm going to go so far as to say this, and I'm not a licensed practicing attorney, okay? So I have the luxury of being able to call up an attorney and rip his face off. And he's going to give me his gentlemanly description of what he knows about the law and what he's going to do to represent his clients, okay? But essentially what these banks have attempted to do is to remove all of the plaintiffs on the lawsuit right away. They immediately said, you know what? We can use all these laws that we've basically bought and paid for through our politicians and through the legal system. We're going to use this law, this technicality, to wipe out all the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. That's essentially what they did. So this motion is called motion to sever or alternatively to transfer. You know what that means? They want to, in simplest terms, they want to remove all of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit except for the top one, who is Abeel. And Abeel resides in California. So what they want to do is get it out of the New York system and get it away from all those trusts and all those mortgage-backed securities and all those Wall Street lenders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to bring it back to California. That way they can actually just detach themselves from it and make the American people essentially just run scared and go hiding and spend all these legal fees to combat the rules and regulations that they purchased. Okay?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I did. I picked up this One West Bank motion. And Mr. Richard Gottlieb from Dykema Gossett PLLC, he is the attorney that filed this motion, okay? And this Jamoke actually picked up the telephone and received my call today, and here it is. I want you to listen to this.
Good afternoon, Dykema.
Hi, could I speak to Richard Gottlieb, please?
One moment.
Thank you.
Richard Gottlieb.
Is it pronounced Gottlieb? Hi, is it pronounced Gottlieb? Is that correct?
Who is this, please?
Richard, I'm calling about Abeel versus Bank of America. You have a motion that was filed. I wanted to get to some commentary from you. My name is Pete Santilli. I'm host of the Pete Santilli Show. I'm also a consumer advocate who has been battling against the banksters, per se. I wanted to get, because your name is on this motion, I wanted to get some commentary from you. About your efforts to have all plaintiffs.
Oh, sorry, I'm not entirely sure who you are, sir. I apologize.
Let me restate that. My name is Pete Santilli from the Pete Santilli Show. You're the attorney that has filed a motion to have all plaintiffs removed from the case, the $43 trillion lawsuit that was filed, and that's Abeel versus Bank of America.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I understand you're the attorney for One West Bank, FSB, PNC, and you filed a motion to sever. Is that correct? Or
yes.
Transfer? And can I get commentary from you as the attorney for these banks? Why are you attempting to have this case or the plaintiffs removed from the case with only the lead plaintiff left on that? Is there anything you can provide to the general public in that regard? Why would you want to remove all plaintiffs who have been harmed in this action? Listen to him choke. Listen closely.
We're not over here right now, right?
No. Mm-mm. We're not.
You're not a lawyer,
I mean, just be very frank and honest. We're
no,
not.
No. I want to understand your background. You're not a lawyer.
I'm not. I'm actually a talk show host. I'm a consumer advocate as well, and I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
I'm a member of the general public who is very interested.
Let me explain to you the way the rules work. There's something called Federal Rule 20.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called Federal Rule 21.
Mm-hmm.
Concept of Federal Rule 20 is. You can join claims if they arise out of the same transaction.
Yeah, and I'm thinking at this point, Susanna Cole.
So in other words,
here
if,
comes.
For example,
let me put my boots on. Here comes the bullcrap.
Consumer.
Here it comes.
ABC Stores is selling a defective product, the same defective product. Thousands of people can bring a single lawsuit over the sale of that defective product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they call it a class action.
Sure.
Yeah. You can also bring it as a mass action if you name all the people who are involved. For example, let's say it was only sold to 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those 50 people who bought that defective product, could bring what's called a mass action. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're all together, but they're all named. Okay? And the mass action concept allows them to bring it together because it arises out of the same transaction. In other words, the sale of a defective product, let's say it was a car or an item that is bought in a store, okay? It's the same item. They buy at different times, but they're buying the same item, okay? The problem with lawsuits like this one, Pete, is that they're naming the universe of the lending industry and sometimes thousands, in this case, close to 1,000 plaintiffs. And each one of those people had different loan transactions with different lenders. And so the law says there can be too much prejudice, and if you read the rule, from trying to impute the conduct of one defendant on another defendant who had no relationship with that person. So the lawsuit isn't seeking to dismiss, the motion doesn't seek to dismiss these people. It seeks to reduce it down to the single plaintiff and then say, and then the plaintiff's counsel can then bring individual lawsuits by each of those people in the venue, in the proper venue where the damage occurred. There's something called venue rules. And that means you can only bring your lawsuits where your injury occurred.
I understand.
Okay. So, for example, if a California plaintiff is going after a California lender, you can't bring the lawsuit in New York.
Okay.
You understand that? Nearly three quarters of the plaintiffs.
Okay. Susanna Cole.
Yes.
Susanna, if you're there, come in.
I'm here.
So at this point, everybody should be falling asleep. Okay. Eyes rolling in the back of your head. Absolutely. Bunch of gibberish. Mm-hmm. I will not let you down. I'm about to push play and I'm about to call you know what. Bullcrap. Put your shoes on. All right. This Jamoke starts telling me this and that and that with this little Chicago mafia accent, okay?
Mm-hmm. Holy hell is about to break loose.
Holy hell
is
about to break loose.
That's
we're going to be interrupted here, and I'm going to continue on, all right? But we're going to be interrupted by a break here in just a moment. But let me begin.
You understand that?
I do.
Nearly three quarters of the plaintiffs are from Southern California.
Okay.
And the primary defendants are from California.
Richard, can I stop you right there? Because and this is going to be debated in court. These issues that you're referring to, they're going to be heard in court. You have a motion, actually, that's going to be heard next Friday. Is that correct? Is this motion going to be heard on next Friday?
I believe so. I want to say noon.
Okay. Here, I think he was kind of shocked that I knew that. Did he not?
Yeah, I think you should wait to play the rest of it after the break.
I am, and I'm stopping it right there, okay? Because
get ready.
Of this case, I'm going to tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Don't go away. We are going to come back right after this break. But the status of this case, okay, first of all, everything that you're hearing about on the Internet, okay, especially in, and I look over, and I hate to pick on you guys, but I'm going to. Godlike Productions are a bunch of inbreeds that are regurgitating all false information. Here tonight on the Pete Santilli Show, you're going to get the absolute truth, whether you like it or not. Everything that everyone is saying about what they think and what they believe to be true about the $43 trillion lawsuit is false. I'll give you one example. You want me to give you an example? I have the lead attorney, Mr. James N. Fiedler, F-I-E-D-L-E-R. He is the attorney for the plaintiffs on this case. There's a lot of attorneys. I checked this guy's background. So for the past week, Godlike Productions people and everyone hanging out in the forums over there have been saying, the lead attorney on the case has a bad background and it's just not a valid case. It's not going to go anywhere. Guess what? Not only is it going somewhere, it's on a fast track. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
As a watch collector for many years, I can tell you that.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Click play. You're going to want to write this bastard's number down. This guy is so un-American. He is, you know, he's one of those individuals. See, you get the people over there in, and Suzanne, I'm picking on the trolls out there that just get whipped up into a frenzy and they regurgitate stuff that is paid by a troll that throws it out there and says, oh, the lead attorney on the lawsuit has a questionable background. That's how it started last week, correct?
Well, those are the people that are still stuck between limbo, between Fox News and and this show.
Yeah, exactly.
And Pete Santilli. They can't quite figure it out.
This guy may have a perfectly pristine track record, all right? A beautiful wife, babies, nice big house, and he works for Dykema Gossett, PLLC. And I'm gonna put a copy of this thing. It's on the website. Here's his contact information. You call this rotten bastard and you tell him off big time. Just like I'm about to. 312-876-1700. One of the most disgusting human beings on the face of the planet.
Say that number again.
It is 312-876-1700. I will have a copy of this motion on the website. It should be there right now. His email address will also be found, RGOTTLIEB at Dykema.com. I'm not going to repeat it. It's actually documented. Send him emails, call him, and tell him off for being a disgusting human being. It doesn't even matter what the law says and what his interests are. It doesn't even matter. This guy is a filthy, rotten, un-American bastard. Here's what I'd like you to describe, all right, to to our consumers, okay, and our American citizens here in the United States of America. The venue and the jurisdiction is here in the United States of America. Although you know, California and Florida were most impacted, literally these banksters out of New York, through mortgage-backed securities, have literally destroyed our country. And you are an attorney representing their interest, and probably you're going to defend them like crazy. Do you have any particular comment to the American public as to what you can say about the trillions of dollars that have been taken? Look, for instance, how many of those banks actually used MERS in any of those transactions? How many of them? Can you tell me? You want me to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen? I'm live right now. That right there has stolen trillions of dollars out of our pockets. Right there. That one statement. This little douche was back on his heels, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Well, because of the plaintiff.
I will say 95% of all transactions between 2003 and 2007 used MERS. Now, if MERS was used in
if this is just going to be you're running a series of unfounded.
Starting to stutter here.
Unfounded. Well, okay, I'll say.
The interview's over. You want to let me answer questions, or do you want to just make this an indictment about me and put this
here,
on
here's
here?
The thing. You're working
and hope you
for
air the whole thing because you know, you're just basically. This is a sir. Listen to me for a second. This is a procedural motion directed to the federal rules of civil procedure.
You know what? This is what I'll say. This is what I'll say. On behalf of all
industry,
on behalf of all Americans, on behalf of all Americans, are you an American? Are you an American? I'm speaking. I want to speak to you as an American.
I don't. You know, I think the conversation's over because you're asking me.
What do you mean the conversation's over? It's not over. Are you kidding me? It's just beginning.
Do you
you're from Chicago. I'm from freaking New York, buddy. The conversation. Barack Obama is Barack Obama American? What does that have to do with this issue?
I'm asking you a question. Is he an American?
You know what? Does that matter? Is it relative to this case? That's
why
a separate issue.
I'm an American.
Are you an American citizen?
Sir,
absolutely. You're an American citizen. You're representing banksters who have destroyed our country. Are you kidding me? You're in Chicago.
Sir,
I'm from freaking New York.
Sir,
you know how I take care of it?
Sir.
I'm going to expose you for representing banksters trying to have plaintiffs removed in a mass action. Are you still there? Or did you hang up on me?
I'm still listening to you. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you better enjoy it.
Enjoy
it because I'm going to put these comments right here that I'm giving to you. You work for Dykema Gossett PLLC. I'm going to put this conversation, I'm going to put you on notice that you represent the American people's interest, not the banksters' interest. And if you want to have plaintiffs removed from the case because of your little chicanery on behalf of your banksters, you will lose this battle because I represent the American people, okay? You can fight.
You, sir, are a child. You're a child.
Child. You think so? I'm about to show you what a childish revolution's all about, buddy. You there? That's right. You can hang up on me.
That's right.
He hung up on me, ladies and gentlemen, but he's not going to go away. This sick, filthy, rotten human being specimen does not even deserve to be in Chicago at all because that is a zip code that falls within the United States of America. That guy is absolutely sucking up to banksters. If I could use appropriate terminology, I would use it right now. Okay? You call this sick, disgusting bastard 312-876-1700. You know how we get around these laws that have been bought and paid for by these banksters? Okay? Let's start putting pressure on the sick pukes like this Gottlieb. Okay? He's Gottlieb, all right? He's about to get some lieb from the American people. You call him 312-876-1700. You spread this number out and you pound this guy because I'll tell you what, if the banksters didn't have pukes like this guy sucking on their teat, right? That's I can say that. Their cow teat. We could win this thing, couldn't we?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bunker at Pima Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
So listen, just to recap, okay? So the case has been filed. I'm going to back up a little bit. Remember this, okay? There was a press release that was generated by the law firm. You need to picture this, folks. We don't have a bunch of people here down at the bottom of our food chain where you and I are at that are pitching in dollars to help these law firms fight these battles. You know what we've been doing? We've been back on our heels. We've actually been told that, you know, oh, the economy is such a bad thing. Oh, my goodness, the housing market crashed. You know what they did? They literally did it intentionally. This is a Ponzi scheme that they planned, like loan sharks, to come in, loan a bunch of free money, knowing that they were going to be able to recover all the properties and just turn cash. They just took all these mortgages, bundled them up, sold everything to China. Here's the issue at hand right now. They set up a scheme to give out free money. They got the Democrats said, "Oh, we need to, you know, provide home ownership for all, you know, all American citizens." So they said, "Okay, sure, we'll go ahead and do that. Here's how we can make money. Let's put these guys into homes that they can't afford. Let's put them into homes that they can't afford. Later on down the road, when this whole thing comes about, they can't afford it. You know, we'll give them a home, but look at, watch, we're going to bet money that they can't make their mortgage payment, and then what'll happen is." We'll get a mortgage payment between now and then we'll take their house, and then we'll sell it to our cronies. We'll be making money because we'll sell through MERS. MERS is the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. They sold These mortgages, literally, it's like selling your house without you knowing about it. Selling this note five times over in a computer system. First of all, you didn't sign anything on the dotted line. You can't transfer title. You can't sign notes and transfer this stuff and sell these notes over and over and over again with the computer. Only a human being can do that. Now, with this MERS system, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, they sold these notes four or five times over. 95% of all mortgages originated between 2003 and 2007 had MERS all over it. And this is what I was told when I discovered this. And guess who I discovered it by? There is an attorney named Mr. Stein in Southern California. And I actually provided loan audit, forensic loan audits, to these guys because I was trying to help out some clients. They were putting together these lawsuits saying, you can't do this. This is an illegal transaction. All these people are losing their homes because you're doing these transactions via a computer system. You don't even have the right to foreclose on all these homes. Well, the banks knew this. And what they were doing was they were taking people like, I think we have Vicky from Idaho on line two. Let me take Vicky from Idaho on line two. Vicky, are you there?
Hi, Pete. Yeah. I was wondering, did you say that this case is available somewhere to be read?
Absolutely. It's on the PeteSantilliShow.com. I will provide all the links in tonight's episode. Go to the PeteSantilliShow.com. I will provide you with all the links to the lawsuit and constant updates. It just so happens I accidentally, now I'm at the forefront of staying on top of this case. I actually have the entire history of the case. I know exactly where it is. Next Friday is the next hearing. I know what that hearing's about. Now, I'm going to post the actual lawsuit on my website, on the piece.
Okay, do you know when you might have that done? Because I'd really like to read it.
I do. I will have it tonight, probably by 2 a.m. I will have the episode finalized by 2 a.m. Pacific time. So by tomorrow morning.
Okay, great. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
At previous episodes, I have posted it before. You can go to beforeitsnews.com as well. Look for $43 trillion lawsuit. I posted it there as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. Thank you. All right, Vicky. All right. So there's a lot of people out there that have been experiencing problems with foreclosures. All right? They got put back on their heels, and the banks knew this. They said, we know that this foreclosure is illegal. We know that we can just basically just go in and steamroll these people. They can't afford to fight us legally. Why? Because you got jamokes like Mr. Richard Gottlieb, you see, and his firm of Dykema Gossett PLLC. And let me describe something to you financially. This is the way they work. If they know that they can go get your $300,000 house and maybe pocket $100,000, you know, put that in their pocket, right? They know they can afford to spend $30,000 in legal fees to this guy so he can get his wife fake boobies. Right?
That's right.
He's living on the high hog, living large. This guy's got an education. He said, you are a child. That's right, man. Baby. Big baby. That's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Adolescent. Very, very, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. I'm not an attorney. You're right. I'm somebody it's going to hold this puke accountable.
Yeah, he's getting ready to find out, right?
He's getting, yeah. I want you to spread this thing out. These are the people we need to go after, okay? Because if the banksters don't have people like this, do it Chicago style, Chicago people. Pick up the phone and call this guy and tell him what you're all about. Tell him about the revolution that's coming his way from a bunch of children like me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do it New York style. Pick up the phone like the Jerky Boys and call this guy all day long to where he can't get anything done because he's working for the banksters. I'm going to describe something to you, all right? And you need to listen to me closely. If you need to write this down, Susanna, I think it's important that I describe what I'm about to describe.
As to what's been happening.
When I said that I was doing forensic audits, okay, this is what I discovered, you guys. This is what's been going on in America. The banksters knew that this was coming. They've actually had millions of foreclosures just kind of sitting there waiting. And why have they been waiting on these foreclosures? Let me tell you why. Because when I dug into these mortgages, I found out that people stopped paying their mortgage, right? And the bankster said, Oh, my goodness. They had included in their mortgage payment, they had their principal, their interest, their taxes, and their insurance included. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep the taxes current. We're going to keep the insurance current. So we'll go ahead and we will pay for the taxes and insurance, keep it current. And they figured out a way to make money on that. Guess how they did it, Susanna Cole? I'll tell you.
Tell us.
Set up insurance companies internally at Bank of America, okay? And they forced insurance. And I discovered that Bank of America was charging $1,000 per month for an insurance premium to a homeowner. Now, picture this. They were basically pulling money out of one account in Bank of America, and they were paying the $1,000 to the insurance company. No money's being exchanged, by the way, because the insurance company was theirs. Okay? Mm-hmm. Paying $1,000 per month. And they were letting that home go into default because they said, you know, well, we need to make sure that we keep the insurance current the whole time. These people haven't paid their mortgage for 18 months. And we need to take care of our investor. And the investor might be Susanna Cole. Maybe she put up the $300,000 for the house originally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Susanna Cole is sitting there saying, hey, they're not paying their mortgage. I put up $300,000. I'm not getting my money back. You guys need to foreclose on that house so I can get paid. And Bank of America says, hey, we're just the servicer. We have a whole bunch of bills. We have to pay the taxes. We got to pay the insurance. We got to pay this guy, the scam artist, Richard Gottlieb, right? You got to pay legal fees. Mm-hmm. You know, we're Bank of America. We're just the servicer. Normally, we only get paid $80 per year to put our Bank of America logo and lick a stamp and send the people the bill. Well, we have a contract with you, Susanna Cole. You're the investor, right?
Yes.
We have a contract with you. You said you'd put up the $300,000, but we also told you as the servicer, we have the right to charge forced insurance. We have the right to charge taxes, right? We have the mm-hmm. right to charge. We collect all late fees, right?
That's right.
We will collect all late fees. And guess what else? The attorney's fees are racking up here because this guy, Richard Gottlieb, right? He needs to get paid, correct?
His wife needs new boobies.
His wife needs new boobies. He needs to go get her. And all these guys are a bunch of inbreeds working for Bank of America, and they're only the servicer. They're just the ones that have the contract with you, Susanna, who put up your $300,000. Mm-hmm. Now, the investors literally could be corporations. It could be individuals. It doesn't matter. The investors actually put up the $300,000 originally saying, hey, I'll take the monthly mortgage payment back every single month. I've got my $300,000 protected. It's on a note. If they default, I'll get my money. I'll get my money back because I'll just foreclose on the property. Well, guess what? Bank of America says, yeah, we'll go ahead and foreclose. They take their time. They drag their feet. Why do you think they're dragging their feet, Susanna Cole? Why do you think Bank of America is dragging their feet on foreclosures?
Well, because they make more money
if they drag their feet. And late fees, because the later that thing is, the more money they make.
That's right.
$1,000 for every month. Okay, this is an example. I've seen this. It's documented. $1,000 per month in forced insurance. And the homeowner has no idea what's going on behind the scenes. The investor has no idea what's going on behind the scenes. Bank of America is having a great time with their insurance company, all their attorneys. Everyone is making money hand over fist. Are they not?
Yes. And then some.
And then some. So what they have done, ladies and gentlemen, in these foreclosures, if they have come in to these homeowners literally and kicked families out of their homes, knowing full well, having full knowledge that that foreclosure is an illegal foreclosure. They've known this for years, since 2008. I've actually been told by insiders at Countrywide saying that they needed to flush out these old loans that were bad because they transferred everything in MERS in the computer system. Remember what I said?
That's right.
They basically took you. Well, I'm not going to get complex with that. In MERS, they transferred title. They bundled them up, packaged them up in New York, and they physically put these things into bundles, okay, which were called either trusts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or literally corporations in New York. It's important to establish this in your mind, that it is imperative that this lawsuit stays in New York. It is, and I don't care what the law is. If the law is something that prohibits it from being in New York, we need to change the law. Why? Because they set up this scam so that they do everything out of New York so that they can shelter themselves from what's about to happen to them. Us catching them in a Ponzi scheme and lying to everybody. And if we do it in New York, we can hold them accountable. We must not let that thing come out of New York, no matter what. The people must rise up and to the death make absolutely certain. I'm not over-exaggerating. To the absolute death, we must make sure that this attorney, the lead attorney on the case, you need to know this, okay? Because all the people that are whipped up into a frenzy saying that they know who the lead attorney is. The lead attorney is James N. Fiedler and Associates, attorney for the plaintiffs. He's in Van Nuys, California. I'm going to put the summons and complaint, a copy of this, with his information. Go look up his record. What did we discover about Mr. Fiedler? How long has he been an attorney, Susanna Cole?
I believe he said 27 years. 27 years?
He has. Mr. Fiedler was admitted to the state bar by 1965.
Yes.
He graduated from UCLA Law School. That's okay. That was another attorney we spoke to. So I think it's important that we convey this. This guy has no record of discipline. I've already checked his background out. I've already checked him. He has no record of discipline with the California State Bar. He's got an impeccable track record. Why am I bringing this up? Because everyone for the past week, somebody started a rumor. And let me tell you where these rumors start. And you need to hear me out with this. There is so much money on the line right now, okay? A portion of which is going to this scumbag Gottlieb, okay, for legal fees, right?
And a bunch of it, too.
There's a bunch of money because trillions of dollars in this lawsuit need to come from the banks and it needs to go back into the Treasury. They've stolen it from us. $43 trillion is on the line for them. Susanna Cole, do you think that they'll spend, let's say they spend $500 billion, $500 billion, and set up a team of people to go out and just propagate false rumors? Do you think they'll do that?
Oh, absolutely.
They sure absolutely they will. You will be a victim of propaganda that's perpetrated by the banks. They will pay money to make sure you don't know the truth. What I want you to do is I want you to stay abreast of what's happening in the court system. Okay, and what is happening in the court system is that, A, it is and has been transferred to federal court. And that's case number CB12-4269. I will provide you with a copy of that, and I will also, we will keep you abreast and to the best of our ability on the status of the case. Next Friday, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Gottlieb will be in front of Judge Weinstein. Judge Weinstein is the federal judge who's been assigned to the case. Now, why is this important that Judge Weinstein has been assigned to the case? Why is it important? Because, ladies and gentlemen, there have been, and this has been the legal wranglings going on behind the scenes, there have been judges in federal court that have recused themselves. And what does that mean, Susanna Cole? Maybe you can add to that.
And they have recused. Well, recused means that there is a there's a conflict of interest, meaning that they have they are in one way or the other familiar with or associated with the case.
Right. Now, I'll give you an example of that. Jack B. Weinstein. He's a senior United States District Judge. Okay. This is important. Okay. Because he actually says in this document here that I got directly from Abeel, A-B-E-E-L versus Bank of America et al., the caption case has been reassigned to this court after recusal by several judges of the court. And he also discloses that he says, I have bank accounts, credit and debit cards with Chase Bank N.A. and Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. also manages my investments. So all of these judges have actually had dealings with all these banksters in New York. And it's been very difficult to find the judge. Now, Jack B. Weinstein has been assigned to this case. And this case is moving forward in federal court. And next Friday, before that judge, Jack B. Weinstein, This stupid, rotten, puke, disgusting, we won't even call him a human being. Richard Gottlieb, in my opinion, is the bottom of the barrel. I want you to call him, and if you can, trip him up before he gets to the court steps, courthouse steps. Do that to the best of your ability. Call him at 312-876-1700. And Susanna Cole, this is what I'm going to say. Just because we're going to roll out of here in 10 minutes, we'll likely go over, but no, we're not going to go over. We're actually going to close the show out. I think we're okay.
All right, you've got a couple of callers.
Thank you very much for riding with me, okay? I'm going to take
some... Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
I'm going to take a couple calls right after this break. Don't you dare go away. I can't believe I got us back on track, Susanna.
You did it.
It worked out okay.
It worked out okay. Yeah, heck yeah.
Are you over your head indebted?
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bunker at Pima Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, listen, I need you to understand a couple things because I've gotten some feedback, all right? Selling stuff is important. I have sponsors. That's important. We have people that are providing financial support. That's very, very important. And I want you to understand this. That I actually back up anything that I would ever sell. If you are interested in the products that our sponsors have to offer, then please call them. And I absolutely back everything. For instance, I mentioned this earlier, Elixir electronic cigarettes and liquid nicotine. If you buy their starter kit, I'm offering a satisfaction guarantee, money back, unconditionally. With any one of our sponsors, we will back it up. If you ever have a problem with it, I'm a consumer advocate. Just keep that in mind, okay? Visit our advertisers, frequent our sponsors, and help us grow our show. Because this is the message that I want to get out there in the coming days, okay? I want you to visit, here's another one right here. Brian Cave, LLP, okay? New York, New York. Telephone number is 212-541-2000, okay? Well, who is this? Brian Cave is the law firm that's also representing Bank of America. We represent Bank of America Corporation. Her name is Christine Caesar, okay? And her direct telephone number is 212-541-1228. She is a disgusting, filthy, rotten human being making money off of the fact that our economy has been obliterated by banksters. And she's living on the high hog, probably buying fake boobies for herself on that money that they stole from the American people. Literally stole by the trillions from the American people. This disgusting human being, Christine Caesar, I don't care what her education is. I don't care what her social background is. What I want you to do, show up at her office at 1290 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10104. And I'm going to start giving out telephone numbers. I want to have an administrative staff that puts out the names and addresses to all of these stupid criminal attorneys that are working for these banksters, stealing our money and supporting the corporations that have destroyed the entire planet. Do you agree or disagree with me? The entire world economy has been decimated by the likes of companies like Bank of America Corporation. And you know what she says? She sends a letter to the U.S. District Court. She says, I need more time. I need more time to, because Your Honor. Oh, she says here in the bottom of the letter, the Bank of America defendants respectfully request that we be excused because there's 1,692 defendants. Really? 1,600? There's millions of freaking people who've been kicked out of their homes. And guess what else? There's 350 million of us that are standing here saying, what the heck just happened to us? And you're defending them and you're asking for more time? I say it's on like a, right? That's all I can say right now. Fill in the freaking blanks. Go see these attorneys at their offices and you tell them off. I want to hire people, keep them on the phone, just to put out the addresses and telephone numbers of these freaking attorneys. You know what? The corporations are only people, too, if they're propped up by disgusting people like Christine Caesar Cesare. 212-541-1228 is her number. Give her a call. Give her a piece of your freaking mind. Give her a piece of your mind. Corporations won't exist. They cannot defend themselves in court if we tell the attorneys not to show up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Pete Santilli, every single day at 8 p.m. Pacific time, I go live. It's a two-hour show. We have a pre-show at 7 p.m. Support the show. I promise you, I will give everything, everything, my entire life, to trying to save this country. You need to help me out. Please help me out.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do?